The November 2021 digital issue of School News Roll Call for Newhall School District features an article from Jeff Pelzel, superintendent, as follows. As we launch our new three-year local control and accountability plan in the Newhall School District, one of the most significant changes we are implementing this year is the creation of an LCAP Parent Advisory Council for the district. Traditionally, we have only engaged our families in stakeholder meetings in January to provide feedback on the goals and actions of the plan, which then drive the adjustments moving forward for the subsequent year. For the 2021-2022 school year, we want to create ongoing stakeholder feedback opportunities. Last month, we pushed out information via Parent Square, asking for parent interest from all sites to participate in our new LCAP Parent Advisory Council. Our goal is to have two parent representatives from each school site. One parent will represent grades kindergarten through second, and the other will cover grades third through sixth. We split the representation between primary grades and upper grades because oftentimes the needs and interests for those students and families are different. The 20-member advisory council meeting dates will be November 9, January 18, March 15, and May 31. The LCAP Parent Advisory Council will meet initially to hear the progress on the current goals and actions in the 2021-2022 plan and provide feedback on how the various actions are impacting students and families. The district has created a parent-friendly two-page LCAP overview document that is available in English and Spanish on the district website, newhallschooldistrict.com/domain/2617. Our goal in this process is to provide greater communication, transparency, and opportunities for our families to collaborate with the district in determining what actions are working in the LCAP and what new ideas should we consider going forward. Superintendent Pelzel closed his article with hashtag empowering every child every day. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.